Namaste. My name is Huri Zimra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, should we live a quiet life or a life full of challenges? When we are growing old, we dislike more and more any challenge. And the Hindu religion is saying too that we change in aging from Raja to Tamas, from passion, activity to laziness and to be deluded. And even when we are young, we want to live a peaceful, happy life without that challenge. Because we are afraid of challenge. In the Hindu religion, is a goal that we live in sattva. Sattva is a well-balanced life with joy and intelligence. And it's so hard to accomplish. When we see all these famous gurus with their sex scandals, even they have meditated like crazy, but their worldly desires have been their fault. And this is true also for us. We are not better. We need worldly challenges. And through this, we can purify ourselves. There are the worldly challenges and the conflicts are not against us. They are for us. In our crisis, we can deepen the relationship to God. And the worse it comes, so more spirituality we can gain in our worst times. And that is possible much more than in our peaceful times. So that the conflicts and challenges are on purpose for our life. Sri Aurobindo said, God will drive you out of every oasis to go through the desert to find a much beautiful oasis. So that means we need the change and the challenge. And if you want really peaceful peace and so on, imagine you are in this box, then you don't have any life anymore. Is it better? Life is or should be challenged. And if you want really serenity, peace, bliss, for that, has God designed the meditation. In meditation, we can find that calmness of mind. We can find all these great things. Stillness of the mind, love, everything. But when we are coming out of meditation, then still we have our working desires. And the Hindu religion is telling us that there exists nobody who has not this Sri Guna. This means sattva, raja, and tamas. So it's normal to have all three gunas. We should live a life full of passion and find our peace, calmness, and serenity in our meditation. And then we would live the best life possible. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.